I have a story I like to tell about when we were getting ready to move down here. I needed a new pickup. And I went into, and I was getting a dollar, $2 and for more for the corn as in 1973. It might have been even close to $3. And I went into Bill Brinkman and Rolf and told him I want a 3/4 ton pickup. And so he said, well, I'll have to go in the office and do a little figuring. And he went in and figured a while, and he came out and he said, well, it cost you $3,420. Now a pickup like that would cost $12,000, $14,000, and I'm getting less for the corn than I did then. See, so all of the what you put into it has gone up from 300 to 500%, and we're still getting that. In 1946, corn was $2.46 a bushel, because I have a friend that said he got out of the service in 1946 after being in the Air Force, came home and he had to buy corn to feed his livestock till he got new corn. He had to pay $2.46 a bushel. The reason he remembers that because it was 1946 and $2.46. So now he has to pay $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 for a tractor, $15,000, $20,000 for a pickup truck. He's getting $1.80, say, at the best, giving him the benefit of the doubt for the corn, and has to pay all those higher inputs. And I don't know what to do about this, but something is not quite lining up right here, you know. We can't keep this up forever if those inequities stay in place, you know.